take your Wellingtons off, children, and Mammy will tell you a pleasant story.
Good evening, I'm Kevin Factor, and you're listening to Foraging Ahead. Tonight on Foraging Ahead, music I got from my mother. Now, my mother didn't really play music or sing or listen to music, as far as I could tell. But there were albums, LPs, vinyl for you young people, stacked up in the living room in a turntable, and all of this amazing music for me to discover physically. And there were a few albums from that collection that my aunt left when she was staying with us, and from various boyfriends that my mom had. Really good music, and music that I still listen to today. Now, my mom passed away on August 29th after a long illness of Parkinson's and Alzheimer's, and I thought I was going to just pay tribute to her tonight, even though, like I said, I never heard her play music or listen to music. Often it's the gifts you don't know that you are giving that last the longest and make the deepest impression. She was a complicated woman, an interesting woman, a full human being. She took care of her family, and she grew up in Minnesota. She was born in 1943 in Winona, and went on later to get a master's degree in her 30s, moved to New York, and always was not quite comfortable in New York, and also then not quite comfortable back in the Midwest. But this is the music that she left me, and I am going to play it for you in honor of my mom. First up, Bob Dylan, Highway 61 Revisited. Now, for people living in Minnesota at that time, Highway 61 was it. It's sort of like, 9G, or if you live in Germantown, or 9 if you're in Red Hook. And it's, you wanted to go anywhere, you had to go on a Highway 61. So for Midwesterners, especially Minnesotans, because that's where Dylan's from, this song was always kind of an inside joke. So I'm going to start off with little Bob Dylan, Highway 61 Revisited. This is for you, Mom.
God said to Abraham, kill me a son. Abe said, man, you must be putting me on. God said, no. Abe said, what? God said, you can do what you want, Abe, but next time you see me coming, you better run. Well, Abe said, where you want this killing done? God said, all on Highway 61. Well, Georgia Sam, he had a bloody nose. Welfare department, they wouldn't give him no clothes. They asked poor Howard, where can I go? Howard said, there's only one place I know. Sam said, tell me quick, man, I got to run. Oh, Howard just pointed with his gun and said, that way down Highway 61. Well, Mac the Finger said to Louis the King, I got 40 red, white, blue shoestrings and 1,000 telephones that don't ring. Do you know where I can get rid of these things? And Louis the King said, let me think for a minute, son. Then he said, yes, I think it can be easily done. done. Just take everything down to Highway 61. Now the fifth daughter on the 12th night told her first father that things weren't right. My complexion, she says, is much too white. He said, come here and step into the light. He says, you're right. Let me tell the second mother this has been done. But the second mother was with the seventh son, and they were both out on Highway 61. Now the roving gambler, he was very bored, trying to create a next world war. He found a promoter who nearly fell off the floor. He said, I never engaged in this kind of thing before, but yes, I think it can be very easily done. We'll just put some bleachers out in the sun and have it on Highway 61.
That was Bob Dylan and Highway 61 Revisited. Next up, an entire album that I don't know how it got into my mom's collection and then wound up in my collection for the last 40-some-odd years. Tom Waits, The Heart of Saturday Night. And this album got me through some very tough times. There's something about inhabiting Tom Waits' world, and especially in this album, the world he created and the way he built this album. Just a salve on your wound. And my mom had some wounds. When she was 16, her mom passed away, and she had to raise her two younger siblings. And she took care of them. She was their rock. And 8 short years later, at the relatively young age of 24, she started a family of her own with some radical Jewish intellectual from Brooklyn. And that was an interesting and short-lived marriage. But I'm here, my sister's here, and my mom sort of made it through the whole thing, and she was always solid. She always had your back. And this is a hard time now, so hard times call for Tom Waits.
Scribbled love dreams, lost or thrown away. hear a misty shuffle of an overflowing day. Love needs a transfusion, let's shoot it full of wine. Fishing for a good time starts with throwing in your line.
Those diesels rolling, those Friday nights out bowling, when he's off for a 12-hour lay overnight. You wish you had a dollar for every time he hollered that he's leaving and he's never coming back. But the curtainless billow, his head's on your pillow, and his trousers are hanging on the chair. You're lying through your pain, baby, but you're gonna tell him he's your man, and you ain't got the courage. You're on his mind. You're the only one he's ever gonna find. It's kind of special. And understands it's complicated soul. But the only place a man can breathe and collect his thoughts is midnight. Times you've lost track, and the steam heat is dripping off the walls. But when you hear his engines, you're looking through the window in the kitchen, and you know you're always gonna be there when he calls.
Lifting, the sand shifting. I'm drifting up now. Oh, Captain Ahab, he ain't got nothing on me now. So swallow me, don't follow me. I'm traveling alone. Blue waters, my daughter, and I'm gonna skip like a stone. The moon in the sky, and nobody knows me. I can't fathom my staying. And shiver me timbers, 'cause I'm a sailing away. And the fog's lifting, the sand's shifting, I'm drifting on now. But my heart's in the wind, where the clouds are like headlines upon a new front page sky. And shiver me timbers, 'cause I'm a sailing.
I got a steel train in the rain, and the wind bites my cheek through the wing, and it's these late nights, and this freeway flying always makes me sing. There's a duster trying to change my tune. He's pulling up fast on the right, rolling restlessly by a 24-hour moon. And a Wisconsin hiker with a cue ball head, he's wishing he's home in a Wisconsin bed. But there's 15 feet of snow in the east, colder than a well digger's ass, and it's colder than a well digger's ass. Oceanside, it ends the ride with San Clemente coming up. The Sunday desperados slip by and cruise with a dryback. And the orange driving, the neon billing, and the theaters filling to the brim with slave girls in a hot spur and bucket full of sin. The metropolitan area, interchanging connections, fly-by-nights from Riverside, out-of-state plates running a little late. But the sailors jockey for the fast lane, so 101 don't miss it. There's rolling hills, the concrete fields, and the broken lines on your mind. The eights go east and the fives go north, and the merging nexus back and forth. You see your sign cross the line, signaling with a blink. And the radio's gone off the air, and it gives you time to think. And you hear the rumble as you fumble for a cigarette, and blazing through this midnight jungle, remember someone that you met in one more block. The engine talks, whispers home at last. last. Whispers home at last. Whispers home at last. Whispers home at last. And the diamonds on my windshield and these tears from heaven. Well, I'm pulling into town on the interstate. I got me a steel train in the rain, and the wind bites my cheek to the wing. Late nights, freeway flying, it always makes me sing. It always makes me sing.
First side of Tom Waits' The Heart of Saturday Night, his 1974 album. In order, you just heard first New Coat of Paint, the beautiful San Diego Serenade, semi-sweet, Shiver Me Timbers, Diamonds on My Windshield, and Looking for the Heart of Saturday Night. Today's show is dedicated to and in memoriam for my mom, who passed away last month. It's funny, I was heading up to the studio the evening before she passed away, or the evening she did pass away, and the combination to open up the lockbox wasn't working. The lockbox was jammed. I couldn't get the key to get in the studio, and I had a show ready to go, labor songs and yada, yada, yada. And I called Lynn, and she asked, you know, to try this and that, and nothing worked, and I couldn't get in, and I didn't have enough time to get to the studio, or a different studio, and so I didn't have a show, and I was like, well, I guess, you know, Mom wants me there. Truly is what I thought, and I'm usually not the kind of guy who thinks along those lines. So I went back to her place, and she was at home, and she had dementia and Parkinson's, and she'd been bedridden for about 2 weeks, and I just took out my banjo and played her every song I knew and some I didn't, and it was a very sweet ending for her. She was at home. And so, you know, you're looking at pictures as you're going through boxes of stuff, and there's not emotional attachment to photos that there is in sound. And this is music that my mom gave me in her way that I've carried with me all my life. So next up, we're going to listen to the second half of Tom Waits' The Heart of Saturday Night. And then a little piece of Richie Havens, which was another interesting find in my mom's album collection. Now, Tom Waits.
Friday left me fumbling with the blue, and it's hard to win when you always lose. Because the night spots spend your spirit, beat your head against the wall. Two dead ends and you still got to choose. You know the bartenders, they all know my name, and they catch me when I'm pulling up lane. And I'm a pool shooting shimmy shyster, shaking my head when I should be living clean instead. You know the ladies I've been seeing off and on. Well, it's been your love and then they're gone. You came to loving someone who is savage and cruel. Yeah. Take your love and then they leave on out of town. No, they do.
star, left a trail behind. You spit as you slammed out the door. If this is love, we're crazies. We fight like cats and dogs. I just know there's got to be more.
Blue as a depot, pull up an idol. I can't claim title to a single memory. Offered me a key, cause opportunity don't knock. Has no tongue and she cannot talk. You're gonna shuffle when you walk at the
Bonneville is screaming this way. wildly down the street. And I'm blinded by the neon. Don't try and change my tune. I thought I heard a saxophone. I'm drunk on the moon. Combs a snake trying to rake in that last night's fare, and a solitary sailor who spends the facts of his life like small change on strangers pauses inside peacoat pocket for a welcome 25 cents, and the last bent butt from a package of Kents as he dreams of a waitress with Maxwell House eyes, marmalade thighs with scrambled yellow hair, a rhinestone studded Monica, says Irene. She wipes the wisps of dishwater blonde from her eyes. Mexico bacon burns on, a steel belted attendant with a ringing valve special, crying, fill her up and check that oil. You know, it could be a distributor and it could be a coil. Early morning final editions on the stands. And the town crier's crying there with nickels in his hand. Eggs in a blanket, 69 cents. Eggs roll them over in a package of Kents. Adam and Eve on a log, you can sink them damn straight.
Hash browns, hash browns. You know I can't be late. Cracks out a carpet of diamonds across a cash crop car lot filled with twilight coupe de villes, leaving the town in the keeping of the one who is sweeping. Up the ghosts of Saturday night.
That was side two of Tom Waits' The Heart of Saturday Night. And Fumbling with the Blues, Please Call Me Baby, Depot Depot, Drunk on the Moon, The Ghosts of Saturday Night, also known as After Hours at Napoleon's Pizza House. And I listen to them like this, one side of the album, get up, flip it over, listen to the other side of the album. Very different way of listening to music back in the day. And this show is dedicated to my mom, who passed away about a month ago. And this album, you know, besides my neuroses and anxieties, one of the greatest gifts she ever gave to me. It's got me through some tough times, and I hope it's getting you through some tough times too. Or the next up, Richie Havens, another album, oddly, in her collection that I never heard her play. She was raised Catholic, my mom was, and kind of rejected that, and she moved to New York. But she had people call the, you know, God-shaped hole, those receptors still for the holy and the spiritual and the wonder of in the world and magic, and she pursued a lot of different of those avenues and kind of cobbled together her own sort of practice and spirituality, and very, very interesting having discussions with her with about that stuff. But at the heart of it, she was just a good, good person, and she took care of the people that she loved. And the people that she loved took care of her at the end as well. Next up, Richie Havens' cover of Steely Dan, Do It Again. This is for you, Mom.
In the morning you go gunning for the man who stole your water, and you shoot him till he's stunning, but they catch you down by the border. And the mourners will be singing as they drag you out by your feet, and the hangman won't be hanging as they drop you out on the street. You go back, Jack, do it again now. Wheels turning around and around. You go back, Jack, do it again now. Down in the end, and you go out and you love a wild one, but she only brings you
sorrow. Then all the while she's smiling, you'll be on your knees tomorrow.
I know you know it doesn't mean that much to me. night in love. So don't forget it. It's just a silly phase I'm going through. So if I call you, don't make a fuss. Don't tell your friends about